I did not tell anyone what troubled me, but stole back to my bed, resolved to rise early in the morning and tell her how sorry I was for my conduct. The sun was shining brightly when I awoke, and, hurrying on my clothes, I hastened to my mother's chamber. She was dead. She never spoke more, never smiled upon me again. And when I touched the hand that used to rest upon my head in blessing, it was so cold that it made me start. I bowed down by her side and sobbed in the bitterness of my heart. I then wished that I might die and be buried with her, and, old as I now am, I would give worlds were they mine to give, could my mother but have lived to tell me she forgave my childish ingratitude. But I cannot call her back. And when I stand by her grave, and whenever I think of her manifold kindness, the memory of that reproachful look she gave me will bite like a serpent and sting like an adder.